Let's open up our Bible to Hosea.
我们翻到何西阿书, 圣经里,
chapter 11,
11章,
verse 12.
11章的12节,
Now, we've already looked at how the faithfulness of God is related to the righteousness of God.
我们已经看了神的信实如何和神的公义息息相关。
In chapter 11, verse 12 of Hosea,
11章12节的何西阿书啊,
at the very bottom of the verse, it says, the Holy One who is faithful.
最后一句话就是讲到像 圣者有忠心,
so in the original text, the idea is this.
在原文啊,它的意思是,
that God is the Holy One.
神是这位圣者,
who is faithful.
他是信实的。
Remember how the righteousness of God and the faithfulness of God are related to one another.
你记得吗? 神的公义和神的信实是有关系的。
The holiness of God.
神的圣洁。
And the faithfulness of God.
和神的信实。
Are related to one another.
也是息息相关的。
When someone is not faithful to us.
当一个人对我们不信实的时候,
do we think of it as a mistake?
我们认为这是他犯了个错误而已吗?
Do we consider it just a part of their personality?
我们会不会认为这是他的个性,是吧?
No.
不会的。
When someone is unfaithful, we say they've done us wrong.
当有人对我们不信实, 我们就会说他得罪我。
They have been sinful.
他们有罪了。
One of the reasons we know God will always be faithful is because He is holy and He is righteous.
他是公义的, 他也是圣洁的。
Let me show you how this works.
让我告诉你是怎么相关起来。
Let's say that I'm a Christian,
我是个基督徒,
but I understand very little about who God is.
但是我对神的认识很肤浅。
But I do know one thing. I have studied His holiness. And I understand it. Now, I'm not saying that's all we need to know. But if we truly understand it, we'd be able to go through our entire life as Christians and do pretty well. Because if He's holy,
因为如果他圣洁的话,
He's good.
他一定是良善,
He's holy.
他圣洁的话,
He's loving.
他也是慈爱的,
He's holy.
他是圣洁的,
He's faithful.
他一定是信实的。
You see, every one of these attributes of God,
神的每一个属性,
if they're really understood,
如果他们真正明白的话,
they will have a tremendous and edifying impact on our lives.
神的每一个属性对我们生命中都会很有造就, 都会有个很大的影响。
I like to use this illustration.
我喜欢用这个例子。
I've been in a lot of very dangerous places.
我曾经去过很多危险地带啊。
Where bombs are blowing up and
那里,
bullets are flying.
那里, 弹, 飞弹啊, 手榴弹啊, 枪弹啊, 到处都是弹。
But I don't know anything about being a good soldier.
但是我不懂得怎么做一个好的士兵啊, 没当过兵。
And I've been in dangerous places in the jungle.
我在丛林的一些危险地带。
But I don't know much about surviving in the jungle.
我对在丛林中生存也懂得不多。
I've been in dangerous places in the inner city.
我在一些城市的一些可怕的一些地方。
But I was raised on a farm. I don't know anything about the city.
但我是在农村长大的，我也对城市不了解。
So how was I able to do all that?
那我怎么能够跑到那么多危险地带呢?
Because I was with somebody who knew what they were doing.
因为我在跟着那些知道他们在干什么的人在一块儿。
If someone told me, you know, go into the jungles of Peru.
如果有人告诉我到秘鲁的丛林里头去,
all alone.
你单独去,
I would say,
我会说,
no.
我才不敢呢,我不敢。
There's no way.
我不能去。
Then if they said, okay,
他们就说,
go with this person right here.
你跟着这个人一块去。
I would still say, no.
我会说不。
until I find out who this person is.
直到我认识这个人是谁,
if this person is like me and knows nothing about the jungle,
如果这个人跟我一样, 对丛林一无所知的话,
I'm not going with him.
我绝不跟他一块去。
But if he was born in the jungle,
但如果他生长在丛林里,
he's lived in the jungle,
而且在丛林里头混了很长时间,
then I'll go with him.
我就会愿意跟他。
So you see, I've got to get to know him.
So 必须认识他是谁。
And when I get to know him, if I find out he has all the qualifications,
一旦我认识他, 知道他有所有的资格条件,
then I will go with him into the jungle even though I don't know anything.
那我就愿意, 虽然我一无所知, 我仍然愿意跟他一块去。
That's the same way in our Christian life.
同样在我们基督徒生命中也是这样。
Remember,
记得,
truly strong Christians are actually very weak.
那些真正强壮基督徒其实很软弱的。
What makes them strong is not just that they're with God.
他们之所以强壮不仅仅是因为他们与神同在。
But they know the God they're with.
更因为他们认识他们所同在的神是什么样一位神。
They know who he is.
他们认识神。
It's like there was one woman missionary.
这有一个女的宣教士。
Just a small woman.
是一个小个子, 小,
and she made this statement.
她曾经说过一句话,
she said,
她说,
I am immortal until God decides I'm going home.
直到神决定要接我回家, 我是死不了的。
She said, all the armies in the world cannot kill me unless God says it's time for me to die.
除非神说我的时候到了要死了，那么全世界的军队都杀不了我。
So we have one little weak woman,
所以我们有这个小小个子的软弱的女人，弱不禁风，竟敢向整个国家挑战。
Now how did she do that?
她怎么办得到？
Was it because she was so strong?
是不是因为她如此强壮？
It's because she knew who her God was.
那是因为她认识她的神是怎么样一位神。
That's why it says in Daniel, those who know their God will be strong.
所以在丹尼里说，那些认识他们神的。 必要刚强壮大。
And with regard to faithfulness, it is so hard for us to understand his faithfulness.
所以,
it is so hard for us to understand his faithfulness.
Okay, 所以我们对他的信实很难理解。
Because we just don't have any other examples.
我们没有别的榜样, 没有别的好榜样。
We get this idea, yes, God was faithful to me in the past.
我们会认识到神过去对我很信实。
But maybe he won't be today.
但也许今天他不守信用了。
Well, why wouldn't he be?
为什么他不守信用?
Well, because I really failed today.
因为我今天我失败了。
Yeah, you really failed in the past too.
你过去也失败了。
You see, it's hard for us to conceive that not only is his love unconditional,
我们很难想象，不仅他的爱是无条件的,
his faithfulness is unconditional.
他的信实也是无条件的。
He can't stop being faithful to you.
他不可能对你不信实的。
Because he is faithful.
因为他就是信实的本体。
He would have to contradict who he is not to be faithful to you.
如果他对你不信实的话, 他就会违背他自己。
You see that?
看到没有?
He's holy, he's righteous, he's
faithful.
Now, let's go to 1 Peter.
We're going
to go over into the New Testament.
新约里头, 新约, 彼得前书。
Sometimes people will say, why do you teach in the Old Testament so much?
有些人会问我, 有时候, 为什么你总是教导旧约圣经呢?
And a lot of times I say, because most preachers ignore the Old Testament.
因为我说, 因为大多数传道人会忽略旧约。
Secondly,
第二个原因呢?
There's a lot more of the Old Testament than there is the New.
旧约比新约长得多得多，对不对? 三分之二。
And thirdly,
第三个原因,
some of the greatest truths we can learn about the attributes of God are found in the Old Testament.
许多有关神的位格的伟大真理都是在旧约里找到的。
And that makes a lot of sense.
这是很有道理啊。
Because we can't understand the gospel unless we understand who God is.
因为除非我们明白神是怎么样一位神, 我们就不能够明白福音。
Jesus died on a cross.
耶稣死在十字架上。
If I don't know who God is, I can't understand why he did that.
如果不认识神是谁, 我就不能够明白为什么基督要死。
Why do you have to die?
为什么他要死?
Because God is just.
因为神是公义的。
Oh. It was either you die throughout eternity in hell, or a substitute dies for you.
你永远在地狱里头死，要不就是一个替身，他代替你死。
Why?
为什么？
Because God is just.
因为神是公义的。
Why can't God just forgive us?
为什么神不能够就赦免我们就拉倒了？
Because he's just.
因为他是公义的。
Someone must pay.
必须有人付代价。
You see, so all these things, don't neglect the Old Testament, please.
所以请你不要忽略旧约圣经。
Always interpret it in light of the New Testament.
你总是要根据旧约圣经来理解。
But don't ignore it.
但不要忽略。
Now look in verse 19, chapter 4 of 1 Peter.
再看第四章的十九节，彼得前书四章十九节。
He's talking about suffering throughout this letter.
这封书信里头都在讲论苦难的问题。
The Christians are living as aliens in this world.
基督徒在世上就像做客旅的，是寄居的。
They're in the Roman Empire.
他们在罗马帝国。
They're being persecuted.
他们被逼迫，受逼迫。
By everybody.
人人都逼迫他们。
Now.
好，现在。
Look what Peter says in chapter 4, verse 19.
看四章十九节，彼得说什么。
Therefore, also those who suffer according to the will of God shall entrust their souls to a faithful Creator in doing what is right.
所以那照神旨意受苦的人要一心为善，将自己灵魂交与那信实的造化之主。
We could spend the next 8 sermons just on this.
我们下面八篇道都可以讲这一个主题。
Now remember, they're suffering.
记得他们在受苦，对不对？
And he says this.
他说
First of all, those who suffer according to the will of God.
是照着神旨意受苦的人。
Now, there's two ideas present here.
这里有两个概念了。
One is,
第一,
sometimes it is the will of God for us to suffer.
有时候神的旨意是要我们受苦。
Now, that's what all your prosperity preachers never teach on.
这是世上的这些成功神学家从来不教导的。
Why would God will that his people that he loves suffer?
为什么爱我们的神会要按着他的旨意要我们受苦呢?
Because there is something more important to God than our temporal happiness.
因为对神而言有一些比我们的暂时的快乐平安更重要的事。
Do you know what it is?
你知道是什么吗?
Our conformity to the image of Jesus Christ.
就是我们效法耶稣基督的样式。
Do you see that?
看到没有?
Isn't it amazing, all these popular preachers?
不是叫人惊讶吗?这些有名的传道人, 这些成功神学家, 这些讲道人, 他们讲的信息是什么?
Prosperity.
成功发达兴旺。
Your best life now.
你现在就可以享受最美满的人生。
Success.
成功。
Everything going right.
一切都一帆风顺,万事如意。
You're a king.
你是个王。王子公主
Yeah. I don't know where they get this stuff, honestly, because it's not in the New Testament.
我不知道他们从哪儿得到这些教训，因为新约里头不教导这个事儿。
What is the goal of the New Testament?
新约的教导的目标是什么？
Well, with regard to us as a people in this time,
在这个时代，我们这些神的百姓，
it is that we be conformed to the character and the virtue of Jesus.
神的旨意是要我们效法他的属性，他的模样，他的品格，耶稣基督的品格。
Many people were honest, they would say, I don't want that.
如果很多人他们诚实的话，他们说我不要这些事儿。
I want my best life now.
我要现在就享受美好的人生。
I want an easy life.
我要安逸的生活。
I want to prosper.
我要成功发达兴盛。
I want to be a king.
我要做王。
If you have those desires, be very careful. It's a good chance you're not even a Christian.
你有这样的欲望的话，小心哦，也许你根本就没入门，你不是基督徒。
You know,
你知道，
this is a battle for all of us.
我们每个人都要在这方面征战。
Now, what do I mean?
什么意思？
There have been times when I was passing through terrible trials.
在我人生的某一些阶段，我经历一些很可怕的患难。
And I wanted them to stop.
我巴不得这些艰难离开我。
I was even almost willing to say, look, I'll step back, I'll do anything, just make them stop.
我甚至说我退出，我不干了，只要这些患难离开我。
I don't want to suffer this anymore.
我不愿意再受苦受下去。
I don't want to go through this battle anymore.
我不愿意再去征战挣扎下去了。
You know, make the attack stop.
你知道这些让这些攻击离开我。
You know what always seems to be the answer that's impressed upon my heart through the word?
每当这些时候，神借着话语给我什么答案呢？给我什么样的印象呢？
Paul, do you no longer want what God wants?
你真的不要神的旨意了吗？
Do you want something different now?
你要其他东西吗？
God wants you to grow to be more like His Son.
神要你不断的成长，越来越效法他的儿子。
Paul, are you saying this?
保罗，你是否说？
I don't want that anymore.
你不再要神的旨意了呢？
It's too hard.
太难了。
I want a break.
我要休息一会儿。
I would rather have an easier life.
我宁可要一个安逸的人生。
Than to be conformed more to the image of Christ.
越来越效法基督的模样。
Really?
真的吗? 你要这样吗?
We pray, don't we?
我们祷告,
Lord, make me like Jesus.
主啊, 让我越来越像耶稣。
That is the most dangerous prayer you could ever pray as a Christian.
这是你身为基督徒可以做的最危险的祷告，最吓人的祷告。
You know the man John Newton who wrote Amazing Grace?
你知道约翰牛顿他写他唱奇异恩典那首歌。
He has another song.
他还有另外一首歌。
Many songs.
他写了很多歌。But
one of them is my favorite. In this song,
在这首诗歌里头,
he says that he prays that God might do a work in his life and make him more like Jesus.
他说他向主求神在他心中动善功，好叫他越来越效法基督。
And he says that what he expected was that God would just meet him in prayer and pour out his spirit upon him.
他说他本来期待着祷告中神会与他相遇，然后哇，圣灵充满他。
And everything would just be wonderful.
那一切都美好了，风调雨顺了。
And he said just the very opposite.
他说其实神给他的却是恰恰相反的。
It's though God opened up the gates of hell.
似乎神把阴间的大门打开了。
And he was attacked horribly.
他被攻击的不得了。
And if you study his life, he really did suffer in that period.
如果你查考他的一生，你发现在他那段期间，他受到很大的攻击，受了很多苦。
After passing through these terrible sufferings, he cries out to God.
在那首诗歌里头，他讲到，在经历这苦难之后，他又向神呼求了。
Why are you doing this to me?
主啊，你为什么让这些事发生在我身上呢？
And God responds.
神回应他。
This is what you asked me for.
这是你求的，我就照你所求的给你成全了。
You asked to be made like my son.
你不是效法越来越效法我的儿子吗？
What does it say in Hebrews?
在希伯来书怎么说的？
Even the son learned discipline through what he learned obedience through what he suffered.
虽为儿子，却为他经所受的苦难学习了顺服，虽为儿子。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
It's not that the Christian life is just only suffering.
当然，基督徒生命不仅是受苦受难而已啊。
But when God, in according to His will, opens the door for us to suffer,
神按着他的旨意敞开了受苦的门的时候，
there is a purpose for it.
他一定有他的目的。
It is to make us like Christ.
他的目的是我们越来越效法基督。
It is to help us.
他要帮助我们。
The question is, do you want what God wants?
问题是你是否愿意神的旨意成全在你生命中呢？
You know, it's another thing about these prosperity preachers.
这些成功神学家、这些传道人的另一个大问题啊。
They don't live in the real world.
他们活的世界不是一个实实在在真实的世界。
And it's partly because you guys give them so much money.
其中的原因是因为你们给他们奉献那么多钱。
That they don't have to.
所以他们没有必要活在一个真实的世界。When
the preacher stands up there and preaches about prosperity,
当一个传道人站起来传讲成功神学、丰盛神学的时候，
he lives in a home that costs $5 million.
他住的房子也许是500万块钱的。
And in that one conference alone, he may make tens of thousands of dollars.
在那个布道会里头，他赚了是成千上万块钱。
He tells you if you give him money, you'll prosper.
他告诉你, 如果你奉献给他, 你就会兴盛发达,
because he's the man of God. The problem is he's the only one prospering. But the real person lives in a completely different world.
但是他活在一个不同的世界里。
It's a world in which we need to know who God is.
这是一个真实的世界, 我们需要认识神是怎么样一位神。
Now,
好,
another thing this can mean.
好, 另外一件事啊,
he says, therefore, those who suffer according to the will of God.
所以呢, 造神旨意受苦的人呢,
one time,
还有第二件事,
it means they're suffering because they're doing the will of God.
是这个意思, 因为他们行神的旨意, 所以他们受苦。
Years ago, in Peru, I had this guy in my church.
多年前我在秘鲁啊, 我们教会里有个人。
And he came to me one day.
有一天他来找我。
And he said,
他说,
they're persecuting me in my job.
在我工作上他们在迫害我。
They're persecuting me because I'm a Christian.
因为我是基督徒, 所以他们,
and you know what I told them?
找我麻烦, 你知道我怎么告诉他?
No, they're not.
不, 他们不是在迫害我。
They're persecuting you because you're the laziest human being I have ever met in my life.
因为你是世界上我所遇到最懒惰的人, 所以他们才逼迫你, 活该。
He was claiming to be persecuted because he was a Christian.
他宣告他说, 因为我是基督徒, 所以我受逼迫, 他跟别人那么讲,
no, he was persecuted because he was lazy.
其实是因为他偷懒, 所以别人不喜欢他。
If you're going to be persecuted as a Christian,
如果你是因基督徒受苦的话,
let it be because of righteousness.
让这个原因是因为你是为义在受苦。
Because you're doing what Jesus did.
因为你在做的事是耶稣所做的。
And you're identifying with Jesus.
你在与基督认同,
and you're preaching the gospel.
你在传福音,
and you're obeying the commandments laid forth in the New Testament.
你在顺服新约里头神的诫命, 律例典章,
about how to interact with people.
怎么样跟人相处, 你照神的话在做,
you see that?
看到没有?
It's so very important.
这是非常重要的。
There are some Christians that have just, I believe, have gone astray.
你知道有些基督徒,
preachers now that are more preoccupied with, you know, preaching against the government or changing the government.
有些传道人他们更有兴趣讲论怎么样子要反叛政府抵挡政府。
The Apostle Paul lived under one of the most vile and immoral governments that's ever existed.
你知道使徒保罗所生活那个时代, 当时的政府是最不道德、最可怕的政府。
What did he tell us to do?
但是保罗告诉我们干什么?
He told us to pray for those who are in authority.
他说要为那执政掌权的祷告, 为他们祷告。
And he told us to preach the gospel.
他叫我们要传福音给他们听。
And he told us to live out the gospel.
还我们活出福音。
That's what we're supposed to do.
这是我们应当做的。
And to love our enemies.
要爱我们的仇敌。
And to bless those who curse us.
要祝福那些咒诅我们的人。
But there are going to be groups who attack governments, and as they do, they're going to cause a persecution against Christians, but not because of the gospel.
有些人会攻击政府, 所以他们会受逼迫, 他们受逼迫不是因为, say too much, sorry.
Okay, there are people who have stopped preaching the gospel.
有些人他们不再, 主要在传福音了, 不传福音了,
and they meddle in things of politics.
他们总是涉入政治的问题,
and they think by doing that they're going to bring in the kingdom of heaven.
他们以为借此呢, 可以把神的国度带到世上来,
and they're wrong.
其实他们错了,
and they're going to cause persecution.
因为他们这样做会带来逼迫,
not because they're doing the will of God.
不是因为他们行了神的旨意, 不,
because they're messing with things that
they're supposed to be messing with. 乃是因为他们参与他们不该参与的政治。
We preach the gospel.
而我们传福音,
we preach the gospel.
我们传福音。
Someone wrote me a thing, says, when President Obama was elected, they said, what are we going to do?
多年前当奥巴马当选做总统的时候, 有人问我,
so
我该怎么办?
I can tell you what I'm going to do.
但是我告诉你我会怎么办?
I'm going to do the same thing I've been doing for the last I don't know how many years.
我会照常营业, 我不管从前做多久, 我继续干下去。
I'm going to pray for the president.
我要为我们的总统祷告。
I'm going to ask God to save him, bless him, help him, whatever.
我要求神祝福他, 拯救他,
and I'm going to preach the gospel to everybody I can find.
我会传福音给所有的人。
What are we going to do now that Trump's in office?
现在特朗普做总统了，我们该怎么办？
I'm going to do the same thing I did when President Obama was in office.
我照常营业，以前怎么对待奥巴马， 照样对待特朗普。
I'm going to pray for him and his family.
我为他祷告，为他家庭祷告。
I'm going to pray for those who love him.
要为那些爱他的人祷告。
I'm going to pray for those who hate him.
也为那些恨他的人祷告。
And I'm going to preach the gospel to everybody.
我继续传福音给所有的人听。
And people say, no, you need to get involved.
不，你需要参与。
And I go, I will not step down.
我不会退下来的。
I have a higher office than to get involved in politics.
我有更高的护照，不是政治护照，而是更高的护照。
Do you know what Martin Luther said?
你知道马丁路德怎么说？
If God's called you to proclaim the gospel,
如果神呼召你传讲他的福音的话，
and the people come and ask you to be an emperor,
如果有人来要求你做一个王，
do not lower yourself and step down to be an emperor.
千万不要降格，
we are preachers.
我们是传道人。
And if leaders from one political party come to me,
如果有一个政党的领袖来找我，
I'm going to treat them with respect.
我会尊重他们。
I wash their feet.
我为他们洗脚。
I am going to pray for them.
我为他们祷告。
I'm going to feed them.
我给他们吃，给他们喝。
And I'm going to preach the gospel to them.
我还要传福音给他们听。
And if someone from another party comes,
如果另外一个政党来找我，
I'm going to do the exact same thing.
我会做同样的事儿。
Because the only way this world is going to change is through the good news of God through Jesus Christ.
世界能够改变的唯一的途径是借着耶稣基督的福音。
And when you fight fire with fire,
当你用火来扑灭火，以毒攻毒的时候，
you end up just burning the whole place down.
最后你会烧死，把自己毁。
And don't worry, preaching the gospel will get you in enough trouble anyway.
你不用担心啊，你传福音，你就会受到够你受的逼迫了。So
if we're going to suffer, let's suffer because we're doing the will of God.
如果我们真要受苦的话，让我们因着行神的旨意受苦。
You know, something else that supposedly Luther said, and some people say he didn't, but it's really good.
还有一句话，有人说是马丁路德说，不晓得是不是他说的，但这是一句好话。
He said, if you're a shoemaker,
如果你是一个造鞋匠的话，
and you want to glorify God through your shoemaking,
你要借着造鞋子来荣耀神的话，
he said, don't put crosses on your shoes.
千万不要在鞋子上刻个十字架。
Just make really good shoes.
你就造好鞋子就行了。
You see that?
看到没有？
Okay, that didn't cost anything.
啊，这个，
okay.
这个是个。
Now look what it says. Therefore, those who suffer according to the will of God shall entrust their souls to a faithful Creator.
所以呢，造神旨意受苦的人要一心为善，将自己的灵魂交与那信实的造化主之主。
I like this word entrust.
我喜欢这个词啊，交与交托。
Now, first of all, remember what we said last night.
首先记得我们昨天晚上说什么。
We have only one body.
我们只有一个身体，对不对？
We have only one soul.
也只有一个灵魂。
There's only one of me.
只有一个我。
It may not be much.
也许我算不得什么。
But it's all I have.
但这是我。 我所有的就是我，就那么个我， 没别的。
So for me to take this and entrust it to someone else.
所以当我把我的灵魂交托给另一个人的时候，
before I married my wife,
我跟我妻子结婚之前，
I sat down and I talked to her.
我坐下来跟她好好谈谈。
I said,
我说，
if I marry you,
如果跟你结婚了，
if I'm an accountant,
如果我是一个会计师，
and you divorce me,
你把我离了，
that'll be bad.
那很不好啊。
But I can still be an accountant.
但是我仍然可以做会计师， 对不对？
But I am a preacher.
但我是个传道人。
When I say, when I marry you,
当我跟你结婚， 当我向你求婚的时候，
It's frightening.
很吓人呢。
Because in one sense, my life is in your hands.
因为从一个角度来说， 我的生命都交托给你了。
Because if you leave me,
因为如果你离开我， 跟我离婚的话，
I'm no longer a preacher.
我就不能做传道人了。
I lose my calling.
我失去我的呼召啊。
I lose everything.
我就一无所有了。
I no longer teach.
我就不能够教导神的话。
It's over.
我就完了。
You see, so marriage, there was a sense in which, wow, I was entrusting a lot to her.
所以在我的婚姻中， 我是把很多事交在我的妻子手里，对不对？
And why did I do that?
为什么我那么做？
Because I believed that she was faithful.
因为我相信我的妻子是信实的。
As far as a human being can be.
她是人当中她是一个信实的人，对不对？
Here he's saying, in the middle of your suffering, entrust your soul.
这里说在你的受苦受难当中把你的灵魂交予他。
You know,Another word that could be used is deposit.
那这另外一个词就是交托，就是寄放，就是存款。
If you go to a bank,
如果你到银行去啊
，and it's the walls are all made out of really thin wood,
如果那个银行的墙壁都是用薄的纸板或者是木板做的。
And the safe where the money goes in
那个保险柜啊
is made out of styrofoam and the doors, the hinges don't even work.
都是那些塑料的那些泡沫的那个都有问题的。
You're going to say, I'm not going to deposit my money in here.
你说我不会把我的钱存放在这样的保险柜里头，对不对？
The wind could blow this place down.
一把风就把它吹垮了。
Do you see that?
你看到没有？
Well, it's the same way.
同样的道理。
You can't deposit your soul to God. You can't entrust your life to Him if you don't know who He is.
如果你不认识神是谁的话，你不敢把自己生命交托或者存放在他的手里。
If you have a weak God,
如果你有一个软弱的神
in your mind,
你的脑袋
you're going to have a weak faith.
脑袋里你就会有一个软弱的信心。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子啊。
I was in the southern island of the Philippines.
我在菲律宾的南方那个岛上啊。
In Mindanao.
那个岛叫做 Mindanao.
And it was back in 1986.
1986. 1986年，很久以前了，年轻的时候。
And so there's this river we have to cross.
我要过一条这条河啊。
And there's all kinds of really bad animals in this river that will eat you.
河里头有很多可怕的这些牲畜，那些会吃你了。
So this little Filipino guy, he tells me, we're going to go down the river, we're going to cross it.
是一个菲律宾的一个小个子，他说我们要过这条河。
I said, great.
我说太好了，走吧。
Go to the other side.
到。
Preach the gospel.
我们要到彼岸去传福音。
Let's go.
上。
So we get down to the river.
所以我们就下河了。
I said, where's the boat?
我说船在哪？
He said, right here.
在这儿。
I said, my shoe is bigger than that boat.
我的鞋比那个船都大。我
Literally, I had to put one foot in front of the other. The boat was like this wide.
那个船只有那么小，我必须把那个两只脚，一只脚放在那个脚前面。
And I said, I'm not going across that river.
我说我不敢过那条河，我不过。
He said, Brother Paul, you need bigger faith.
他说，保罗弟兄，你的信心要大一点。
I said, you need a bigger boat.
我说你需要一个更大的船，不是我的信心。
You get a bigger boat, and I'll get bigger faith.
你有更大的船，我的信心就更大。
You see that?
你看到没有？
That really happened.
那真的发生了这样的事。
You see, the more you see the bigness and the greatness of God,
你越看到神的伟大的时候，
the more you can entrust the most valuable possession you have to him.
你就越敢把最宝贵的东西交托给他。
Let's say that I'm in a park somewhere.
譬如我在一个公园里头的一个地方。
And I've got to go pay the parking meter thing.
我必须要付那个停车表的钱。
But I have my little baby with me.
那我身旁，我的孩子在我身旁。
And I can't get my money out of the pocket or anything. I can't do anything.
我拿不出钱，我现在做不了什么事儿。
And I don't want to walk all the way across the street with her.
我也不敢把那个孩子带过街，太危险了。
This guy I don't know sees my problem.
有一个人看到我碰到这个难题啊，我不能付钱。
And he says, hey,
他说， hey,
I'll hold your baby, just walk across the street and do that.
我替你抱孩子，你过街去投钱吧。
I'm just going to kick him straight off.
我会一脚把他踹开。
Because he should never say anything like that.
因为他不该说这样的事儿。
I'm not giving my baby to you.
我不会把我的孩子交在你手里。
I mean, I don't trust you.
我不信任你，你是谁？
Why don't you trust me?
为什么不信任我？
Because I don't know you.
因为我不认得你。
You see that?
看到没有？
It's the same way with walking with the Lord.
同样，与主同行也是这样。你看看他说什么
？Shall entrust their souls to whom?
将自己灵魂交予谁呀？他怎么形容神呢
？Faithful Creator,
信实的造化之主。
Can God really handle my problem?
神真的能够解决我的难题吗？
Really do that?
他真的办得到吗？
Is he strong enough?
他够力量吗？
Well, there's this thing we call the universe.
你知道，我们认得这个宇宙啊。
He made it.
是他造的。
He made all of it.
他造了宇宙万物。
And he sustains it every second.
他每分每秒托住宇宙万物。
And he doesn't sweat.
而且他一点都不费劲儿。 不用流汗,
he doesn't get tired.
他也不会疲倦。
Okay, I think he could handle my problem.
既然如此, 那么我想他能够解决我的问题吧。
You see that?
看到没有?
I think he could do that.
他办得到。
That's why Peter, Peter's not talking about creation here.
这里彼得讲的不是所造之物。
And then all of a sudden he says, faithful creator.
突然之间他冒出一句话,
he's trying to show you how big this God is.
造化之主, 他要我们看到神是何等的伟大。
He's big.
他伟大, 何等伟大。
And when we realize that, we have confidence.
当我们认识他的伟大, 我们就有更大的信心了。
And when the wicked realize it,
当恶人认识到他的伟大的时候,
they are afraid.
他们就更加应该害怕了。
And that's why preachers do so much injustice to lost people.
所以传道人啊, 对那些失落的人真是不公平哦。
And they do so much wrong to unconverted church members.
对那些没有真正得救的会友啊, 也是很不公平。
Because they won't tell them the full truth about God.
因为传道人没有把神的真理完全告诉他们。
There's a story, I was in this country one time.
有一次我在一个国家,
and I came out of the building and I was going to get in this car.
我从一个房子里头出来, 我要进到这个车里头, 我要开车。
And this lady who was selling stuff on the street,
那个在路上卖东西的小贩, 一个,
she looked at me like this,
一个女的, 她看着我,
she goes,
她说,
and then she goes,
她给我做脸色, 我说你在干什么?
And what she was saying is,
她在告诉我,
get out of here.
赶快跑, 赶快跑,
there's a corrupt police.
那里有一个,
they're going to get you.
有一个贪污的警察, 警察要抓你,
marked your car.
他已经在你的车上做了记号了, 小心, 赶快。
They did.
没错。
One of them comes up to me.
有个人来找我,
get in your car right now and drive.
现在进到你车里, 开。
You don't have a choice.
你没选择余地了,
he gets in.
他就进去了。
We start going around. He starts taking me outside of the city a little bit.
他就开始把我带到城外, 然后开始开车。
He calls another patrol car.
他叫了另外一部警察车来。
And I go, I'm in trouble now.
我说, 哎呦, 完了, 我现在碰到麻烦了。
They're going to get me.
他们要抓我。
He starts yelling at me and screaming at me.
开始就尖叫, 命令我做这个,
God just gave me such a peace.
神就给我这样的平安。
I was praying.
我一边祷告,
Lord, help me.
主啊帮助。
Because they're going to make me disappear.
And
finally, the guy said, stop the car.
突然之间就说,
so I stopped. Get out.
出去,
so I thought, great,
我说,
he's just going to steal my car.
啊, 他不过把我车抢走, 没问题,
then he gets out.
然后他也跟着出来,
gets in my face.
然后就对着我,
he said, why aren't you afraid?
你为什么不怕我?
I said,
我说,
I am afraid.
我害怕,
and he goes,
他说,
I go, I'm afraid for you.
我为你害怕。
Why are you afraid for me?
你为什么为我害怕? 还有什么好怕?
And I went like this.
我看看我的手表。
I said, because in any moment now, God's going to kill you.
因为任何时刻神都会把你杀了。
He said, what?
他说什么?
Yeah, yeah.
对,时候到了。
Any moment now, you're going to die and go to hell.
任何,到时候你就要下地狱, 你要永远在地狱里。
Why do you say that?
你为什么说这样的话?
I'm a child of God.
因为我是神的儿女啊。
Those who bless me, God will bless.
祝福我的神也会祝福我。
Those who curse me, God will curse.
咒诅我的神也会咒诅他。
I belong to him.
我是属他的。
And I'm a preacher of the gospel.
我是福音的传播者。
Now, I don't even know why I said that.
我不知道我说为什么说那些话。
A lot of Christians far better than me get killed.
因为比我更好的基督徒很多都被杀了。
I'll never forget when I started telling him about the justice of God.
忘不了当我告诉这个人神的公义的时候。
He started shaking.
他就开始发抖。Then
he started crying.
然后开始哭了。
And then he said, please, please, now,
拜托, 拜托,
pray for me now,
替我祷告,
pray for me now,
that
I'll not be killed.
不要让我被杀掉。
And I have to admit, at that moment, I got in the flesh.
我必须承认，那一刻我变得很属肉体。
So I put my hands on his shoulders.
我就按手在他身上。
And I said, God,
我说神啊，
you should kill this man right now.
这小子该死，现在就杀他吗？
You should send him to hell forever.
你永远把他下在地狱里头。
He has tried to hurt me.
因为他竟然敢伤害我。
He looked at me like, why are you praying?
他说，你为什么那么祷告？他看着我。
And I said, but please have mercy on him.
我说，主啊，求你怜悯他。
That I might share the gospel.
好，叫我能够传福音给他听。
When I got back in the car,
当我回到车里头,
he had a hold of the window like this.
他必须抓着车子的窗子。
He's on the sidewalk and he's just trembling.
他在路旁，他在那里发抖。
You promised.
他说，你应许，你应许
that you would pray for me.
你应许了，你要为我祷告。
Yes.
我说是的。
My prayers won't do you any good.
但是我的祷告
Christ.
对你没有益处， 除非你自己接受耶稣， 要不然对你无益。
He asked me for the phone number.
他向我要我的电话号码，但你从来不会把你的手机号给他。
But I gave it to him.
但我还是给他了。
Couple months later, he calls me.
几个月之后，两个月之后，他打电话给我， 吓得半死。
Are you still praying for me?
你还在为我祷告吗？
I said yes.
我说是。
But are you still in rebellion?
我说你还在反叛吗？
Repent and believe.
悔改，赶快信吧。
Now I'm telling you that story.
我跟你讲那个故事。
Is that when Peter wants to encourage believers,
当彼得要鼓励信徒的时候,
he said, this God is strong.
他说这位神是强壮的,
trust him.
信靠他吧。
But the same thing, remember what I said last night about God's faithfulness?
同时你记得我昨天晚上说到神的信实。
He's faithful not only to save his people.
不仅是信实的要拯救自己的百姓，
He is faithful to fulfill his promises with regard to the wicked.
而且对那些恶人，他也是信实的，他要对付他们。
And they need to be told.
这些恶人需要知道这些事。
Now, I want you to understand something.
我要你明白一些事儿。
I'm not some big, brave guy. I'm not.
我不是一个 很勇敢的大个子，大块头，我不是。
The smallest thing can make me afraid.
最小的事儿都能够叫我害怕。
So I don't want you to think, well, you know, I'm kind of, you say about yourself, I'm kind of timid, so, you know, I'm not supposed to tell these truths to people.
你知道，你说我非常的害羞，我不能够把这些真理告诉人。
No, we're all required to tell the full story to everyone.
神要求我们要把这个整个福音故事都告诉所有的人。
God is love.
神是爱。
Sinner, God is love.
罪人。 听着，神是爱，
He can save the lowest of us.
他可以拯救我们当中最卑贱的。
God is righteous.
神也是公义的。
And he will judge the best of us.
他也会审判我们当中最好的。
We have not repented and trusted in his son.
如果我们不悔改信靠他的儿子， 他会审判我们。
Now finally, look at what it says here.
好，最后你看。
He says, entrust their souls to a faithful creator in doing what is right.
好，这里说， 照着神的旨意受苦的人， 要一心为善，将自己交与那， 自己灵魂交托那信实的造化之主。
How do you entrust yourself to a faithful creator? How do you prove that that's really what you've done?
你怎么样证明你把自己交托给一个信实的造化之主呢？ 怎么证明？
Because you do what he says.
因为你照他的话去做了。
In the midst of the suffering.
在你的苦难当中。
In the midst of life.
在生命当中。
You don't go your own way.
你不偏行己路。
You stay by his side.
你仍然与他同行。
How do you know that you're staying by his side?
你怎么知道你与他同行呢？
By doing what is right.
因为你一心为善呢。
How do you know what is right?
你怎么知道你做的是善事？
By doing what he says.
因为你照他的话去做。
In his word.
你按着他的话语顺服他的。
You know,
话， 你知道吗？
Most people.
大多数人呢，
receive counseling.
愿意接受辅导。
But they really don't want counsel.
但他不要你辅导。
They'll go to the pastor.
他们去找牧师。
They want counseling, they say.
他们说， 牧师啊， 请你辅导我， 他们说。
But they don't want counsel.
但其实他们不要辅导。
They just want the pastor to affirm what they've already decided to do.
其实他们要的是， 要牧师肯定他们自己决定要做的事。
And if the pastor is a righteous man who knows the Bible,
如果牧师是一个公义的人，认识圣经的话，
he will tell them they are wrong.
牧师就会告诉他们你错了。
And you know what they'll do?
你知道他们会怎么样？
They'll go find another pastor.
他们就另外找个牧师。
Who will tell them what is right.
那个牧师就会告诉他什么他们要做。
They'll keep going until they find someone who agrees with them.
他们会找到一个同意他们的牧师。
They say they want to hear from God.
他们说他们愿意听神的神的话。
But they don't want to hear from God.
其实他们根本不想听神的话。
Unless God is in agreement with them.
除非神同意他们自己的意见。
Look at the prophet Jeremiah.
你看看耶利米这个先知。
He is prophesying over and over that, you know, we're going into exile.
他一次又一次的预言我们要要被掳。
Babylon is going to overcome us. We are going into exile.
巴比伦会胜过我们，我们一定会被掳去的。
And what did all the false prophets say?
但这些假先知在说什么？
No, everything's going to be all right.
一切都会平安的。
God wouldn't put us into exile.
神不会让我们被掳去的。
We're His people.
我们是属他的百姓。
Jeremiah said you're going into exile.
不，耶利米说你们一定会被掳的。
So what happens?
到最后怎么样？
They go into exile.
他们进到了巴比伦，被掳了。
But some people are left in Jerusalem.
但有些人仍然留在耶路撒冷。
And they come to Jeremiah.
他们就来到耶利米面前。
And they said, "You were right."
你说的没错。
You are God's prophet.
你的确是神的先知。
Tell us what we should do now.
现在告诉我们，我们该做什么。
We'll listen to anything you say.
任何你奉神的名说的话，我们都会遵行。
Should we stay here?
我们应该留下来呢。
In this city that has no walls.
留在这个没有城墙的耶路撒冷城里呢。
Or should we go?Escape and find refuge in Egypt.
还是我们应该逃跑跑到埃及去找避难所呢？
We'll do anything you say.
不管你说什么，我们都照样去做，放心。
And Jeremiah says,
耶利米说
the Lord, stay here.
耶和华说，留下来。
Do not go to Egypt.
不要下埃及去。
Do not trust in Pharaoh.
不要信赖法老王。
And what did they all do?
结果这些人怎么做？
We're going to Egypt.
我们还是要下埃及。
We don't want to be like that.
我们不要做这样的人啊。
You can't entrust your soul to God and then do what is right in your own eyes.
你不能一方面把你灵魂交托给神，另一方面偏行己路，做自己要做的事，不能。
To trust in God is to say,
你信靠神，你就要。
Okay, you've spoken.
就要说主啊，你是这么说的。
Not through some popular preacher,
不是借着那些电视上的那些受欢迎的成功部神学家
but through the word of God,
那是借着神的话你告诉我该怎么做
and I'm going to listen,
我会听你的顺服
and I'm going to obey,
我会顺服的
trust and obey,
信而顺服
I know that sounds simplistic,
我说这听起来很简单
I'm sorry, it's
对不起
it's the Christian life,
这就是基督徒的人生信而顺
trust in what he says and you obey it,
你信靠他说的话你照着去做你顺服就对
and when you don't,
当你不那么做的时候
as many times I struggle,
那你就会
you repent and you start all over again,
你就再一次回到信靠顺服的路上
Let's pray.
我们祷告
Father, thank you for your word and your kindness.
父我们为你的话感恩也为你的慈爱感恩
Please help your people.
求你帮助你的百姓
Please cause them to grow for their good and your glory.
为他们的益处让他们成长也为你的荣耀让他们成长
Lord, help us to rest a bit this afternoon and be back to preach again.
帮助我们下午能够得到休息能够回来再次传讲你的话
Strengthen our minds and our bodies.
给我们身体灵魂力量
Lord, I especially pray for Brother Larry and how difficult it is just to translate.
也为翻译的弟兄祷告
Please help him.
帮助他
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名祷告
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢